Is Mary there?
Hello.
Hey, Mary is there. This is fantastic news. We do not know how come Mary is there, but the fact that she is absolutely fantastic. Mary is from the Ashley Centre. And if you remember, I said earlier on, if you've got a favourite recipe you'd like to share with Surrey residents, there's an exciting new publication being put together by the Ashley Centre in Epsom. And Mary joins us on the line just to tell us all about it. Now, Mary, most of us, welcome first of all. And yes, it was an auspicious start, wasn't it? Is Mary there?
Annie, I can hear you terribly, terribly faintly.
Okay, you can hear me very faintly. Let me try and boost everything I can possibly boost. We're boosting everything. We want the listeners to light candles.
That sounds wonderful.
Light candles, pray, send positive thoughts. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well now.
Oh, blessed, blessed Mary.
this is going to be worth it to your listeners. There's been such a build-up, they're going to probably be bitterly disappointed now.
It can only go downhill. It can't actually go any further downhill, can it?
No, it's fine. Nobody noticed.
I can't tell you. Mary, if you were here, I would kiss you. That is how grateful I am that you're here. But anyway, we've got the technical issues over with. I'm feeling
brilliant.
Quite proud of myself, actually.
Brilliant.
I'm such a technophobe. Anyway, listeners, yes, it's not just me and Mary. You're in on this too. Mary, most of us have got a favourite go-to recipe that we regularly like to cook.
Yes.
And as I said before, you've launched, well, the Ashley Centre has launched the Recipe for Success book. Please, Mary, tell us about it now you're here.
Oh, it's lovely. For anybody who doesn't know the Ashley Centre in Epsom, it's a lovely shopping centre and it's got a real community feel to it. And every year they support a number of local charities. And they're currently supporting the Sunnybank Trust, which is an Epsom-based charity who support adults with learning disabilities, and also the Epsom branch of the Guide Dogs for the Blind. And they put their heads together, we put our heads together, and we're having a think about what we could do to sort of get the community more involved and raise money for these two fabulous charities. And as you say, everybody has got a favourite recipe, everybody's got a go-to recipe, so we sort of tentatively asked people and said, you know, thinking of doing a recipe book with the money funds from it to be divided between the charities, what do you think? And we had an overwhelmingly positive response. So what we're asking people to do, and what they've already started to do in their droves, is to send us that favourite recipe. It can be absolutely anything. It can be a dinner, it can be a drink, it can be a breakfast, a cake, a pudding, anything you like, and then we're going to choose a selection, a big selection, so it's something for everybody, produce it in a book, and the proceeds from the book will go towards these charities.
That's the thing, you know, that springs to mind. Now, some people can be quite proprietorial about recipes.
Definitely.
And just to give you an example, I mean, I once tasted the most wonderful seed cake, and when I asked the cook for the recipe, I was told it was a family secret. So how philanthropic have people been so far in sharing their foodie winning formulas with
you? Everybody has been delighted to share, actually. We haven't had any of that at all. And we've been really, really pleased with the number of younger people who've taken part. We've just had a whole wodge, if that's a technical term, of recipes from West Jewell Primary School, who all sent in their, well, lots and lots of them sent in all their different recipes. And so far, anybody we've asked has been more than happy to share their recipe, and we've had some really, really interesting ones. And the other thing we're going to do when the book is published is we're going to invite a professional chef into the Ashley Centre to actually recreate some of the recipes that are in the book.
Fantastic. Before we get to the chef part, I have a question about the chef, by the way. We as a nation, we do sometimes have, how can I put it, sensibilities when it comes to certain food combos. Are there any recipes out of bounds? And I'm thinking, for example, veal, foie gras, you know, that kind of thing. Is anything out of bounds?
At the moment, no, definitely not. Not unless it involves small animals or children.
Right.
I probably wouldn't put a recipe in if it involved children.
Yeah, I can't imagine a child in a chicken pie somehow. That is a bit of a weird, that's quite random, isn't it?
What? Roald Dahl would have thought of that one, but
probably
I don't think any of our listeners.
He probably would have done. I don't think you like children very much. Anyway, I digress. What type of recipes seem to be popular as you compile this book? I'm guessing brownies and cookie recipes may prove to be standout favourites, perhaps.
Yes, a lot of we've had a lot of cake recipes. And funny you should say brownie recipes. We've had quite a few different brownie recipes, variations on a theme. Yes, lots of cakes, lots of other things. We've had a fabulous smoothie recipe came in, and recipes for main courses as well. So it's been a real mix.
And everyone who has their recipe chosen to go into the publication is going to receive a free copy of the book, I understand. Will their name appear in the book too?
I don't know at the moment. I think you'll have to wait and see on that one.
Oh, okay. How much will it cost then? Do you have any idea?
It depends how many pages it has.
Oh, yeah, so pagination's
very
important.
Yes, the more pages it has, the more expensive it'll be, but it will be, you know, it'll be very good value for money, because otherwise,
yeah,
you know, we want to sell lots and lots of copies of it, so it will be a good price, I can promise you that.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier on that after the book's published, a kitchen's going to be installed in the centre. You're going to have a professional chef that will reproduce some of the recipes live in front of the shoppers. Any nod on which chef? Does he begin with J, you know, J for Jamie, or, you know, just
now,
asking?
That would be very, very exciting. No, I don't know who it's going to be at the moment, but it will be a professional.
Okay. And if Surrey cooks want to put their recipe forward to be considered in the book, how can they get in touch, Mary?
Oh, it's ever so easy. All you need to do is to email your recipe to info@theashleycentre.co.uk. You can also use that email address if you want any further information about the recipe book. But the deadline for recipes to be received is the 15th of February.
That's fantastic. Mary, thank you so much for your patience with my technical issues. And as I say, I could kiss you for being there. You're my new best friend, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me, Annie.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
And good luck with Recipe for Success.
Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers. That, well, eventually, was Mary Zoella from the Ashley Centre. And if you're interested in submitting your favourite recipe, you can get in touch with Mary by contacting, as she said, info@theashleycentre.co.uk. You can get further details if you email there. And don't forget also that deadline for the recipes is the 15th of February. I think I'm going for a lie down now. So, food for thought. I haven't troubled myself to think about the lyrics, but as long as it's not Rat in the Kitchen, we're all right.